Well, what did you think it means?
Sanitation.
Okay. Your whole life you thought wet work means sanitation.
Sweetheart, did you know wet work means killing people?
Hank, really, you don't have to serve
too late. Cork's out. We'll go.
Hey, we suffered enough for it. We might as well.
It's so cheap, it's embarrassing.
Alice.
Come on.
You know perfectly well, we have both served each other crappy wine over the years.
Suffered? What? What more?
We couldn't get them to ring us up.
Okay, but that's nothing.
What do you mean? They wouldn't ring you up?
We got the bottle. We put the bottle on the counter.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We bought this wine on the way over. It's just so embarrassing.
Hey. I'm looking forward to
Me
it.
Me too.
We saw the guy sitting in the room. Yeah, but what's the room behind the register?
The office.
And he just sat there on his phone for what?
Easily 5 minutes.
Easily 5 minutes before he finally dragged himself out to ring us up.
That's awful.
He ignored you?
Like, we weren't even...
Yeah, well, we know how that goes, right, babe? Has anybody here tried to get the attention of a bartender since you turned, 55?
We can't afford to go to bars.
Well, it's not quite that bad.
We just postponed lunch with our daughter until Mother's Day so she would have to pay.
Oh, that's rough.
Alice, look at me. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Losing your jobs is nothing to be ashamed of. Getting sick, Mort, is nothing to be ashamed of.
Amen.
Hank, you used to watch the, what is it, the Giants?
It's like we're ghosts. Without the office to go to or even the hospital anymore.
You missed the hospital.
It's like we don't exist. It's like they're done with us, and we're just haunting the world now.
Well then, to haunting the world.
Haunting the world.
Look, I'm sorry. We don't have to drink this. You've got all these lovely bottles here.
Yeah, you guys must have made out like bandits in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City?
The trip you were on, wasn't that
Atlantic City for months.
We weren't in Atlantic City.
Where did you go?
A lot of places.
Yeah, wherever they needed us to go.
I'm just saying, the wine and this house is completely remodeled. I thought you must have won big.
Wet work.
Excuse me?
Wet work. Paid for all of it.
Oh.
Is there a thing happening? I never know when there's a thing happening.
We got out of debt and remodeled our whole house with the money we made from killing people. And the reason we asked you here tonight...
It is maybe you guys want to get in on this, too.
Imagine if you were three-quarters of the way through your life and you felt like you had nothing to show for it. No money, no accomplishments, no house. No one even remembers who you are. What are the things we point to in order to say we have a legacy? That there is some trace that we existed? This is The Truth, I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and in today's episode, we'll meet a couple with an unconventional way of recapturing significance, a way of feeling less unremarkable.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to The Unremarkables.
It's amazing. You could just turn on the whole fire with a button.
Mm-hmm. It was the first thing Hank wanted to spend the money on.
Yeah, but old Killjoy over here insisted on paying the bank first.
I guess there's enough for both.
Yeah, well, it's a growth field.
Oh, my God.
We should have told them ahead of time.
It's not exactly the type of thing where you can give a friendly heads up on the phone.
We hadn't heard from you in so long, and we thought...
We're sorry about that.
But we know it's been hard times.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I thought we were hard-time friends together.
Of course.
Like, you know, you were the friends where we could bring over shitty wine, and it wouldn't be...
We were all bankrupt together.
Yeah.
And now, here... What is this?
Okay, about 6 months ago... We got a job.
Wait, who got a job?
We got a job.
How do two people get one job?
Some jobs need two people.
Wet work jobs.
For example.
I'm so lost. Are they confessing to crimes?
Well, confessing sounds weird.
What? Are you going to turn us in?
Well, I mean, So who did you kill?
Oh, my God. We don't know any of them.
What, like we killed the Waldmans down the street?
That's crazy.
No, it's never in town. They always fly us out somewhere. These are people in whole other states we're talking about.
Total strangers. Whoever the company assigns.
There's a company for this now?
It's not a big deal. You never see them. And they've got a cutout system, like a dead drop. I mean, I don't know if I'm using the right... It's all... Spycraft.
Well, yeah. The point is, we never meet them. I guess, so they could never say who they are, if, you know.
Then how did they find you?
Oh, they didn't find us. The McCanns scouted us. You remember Bill and Carol?
Didn't they have a cafe near
the... Yeah, they had a cafe.
You know how much money you owe when you lose a restaurant?
I know how much you lose paying your husband's triple bypass out of your life savings.
Oh, look, we don't need to get into that.
They were ruined. I mean, just like us, right? Just like you. And then a year later, they had us over.
The place was a palace. Like, we were like, what the hell?
So they told us.
Wet work.
We're just as surprised as you are.
Yeah, we never thought we'd transition into this field.
This field? This isn't a field. This... You're murderers.
Sort of.
Well, like, we don't pick out the people. We're just, you know...
It's like hiring a landscaper.
It's not like hiring a landscaper!
Alice... Remind me how much money you owe.
That's a remarkably cruel question.
What, you want the exact number?
No, I just want you to think about the exact number. See it in your mind. And then see it slowly counting down to zero.
So you'd have to meet with their recruiter. Mm-hmm. And there'd be an interview, a background check. And if that cleared, you would go right into training.
And murderers would give us a background check.
Why us? We're a couple of old farts.
Excuse me. Late middle-aged.
I take pills.
When you remember.
Now you're going into this?
Because you're old farts. Or late middle-aged farts. You're not pretty anymore. But you're also not old. Not old in a way that's distracting.
Thank you.
Look, you're like us. The kind of people who get ignored in a liquor store by people you're trying to give money to. You are our dearest friends. But the rest of the world doesn't give a shit about you.
Which, if you need to get close enough to somebody to, you know, get them wet, that's invaluable.
Being unremarkable.
And you brought us over here tonight to...
Okay, well, I won't lie to you. There is... A referral fee.
Yeah, but we'd do it even if there wasn't, because you're our friends and you need this.
And the work's really not that hard. It sounds like it is, but it's not. You just have to get through the first time.
Why couples? Why do they hire couples?
Less suspicious on the approach, partly. Couple old marrieds headed your way, who's gonna think, you know, instead of some big loan?
But mainly for after.
For after?
For after.
Does every mall look the same now? I mean, this looks just like the one where we live.
Stop picking your teeth.
It's the popcorn. It's just
you shouldn't be eating that anyway.
It's some kind of diet popcorn.
Diet popcorn?
It says on the package, low saturated fat.
I guess.
It helps with the look.
To look like a slob?
I mean...
Because people expect men to be slobs and women to pick up after them.
Well, yeah.
All right. Eat your popcorn.
You don't see him, do you?
He's 6'3". You don't see a 6'3" man anywhere, do you?
All right.
We're not going to miss him.
Why does he work in a mall anyway if he's such a big deal defense contractor?
Or please tell me you read at least some of the file.
Definitely read the most pertinent sections.
How did you decide which sections were pertinent?
The bold face type?
He's not a big deal defense contractor anymore. That's the point. He sold bad stuff to bad people and he shuttered the company when it looked like he might get caught.
Oh. Sounds like some people we know. What?
It's funny, I keep thinking... This bench is such a good vantage point, I don't want to give it up.
Why would we give it up?
But what if some old people come along and we have to give the bench to them?
We are the old people.
Exactly.
I think I'm full.
Why are you saying that like it's a revelation?
I didn't finish the bag.
That's a good thing, Mort. You're not supposed to finish the... We should be bickering.
We are bickering.
No, for the target. So we look like a bickering old couple, so we don't look suspicious.
Then why didn't we stay on the popcorn? Now I have to think of something new.
Okay, then. Let's go to a classic. Let's pretend to argue about if you took your beta blockers. Oh, my God. You didn't take your beta blockers.
Well, let me just say this.
Today of all days.
I was preoccupied. The mission. I was checking my equipment.
What equipment? There's literally one piece of equipment, and it weighs less than an ounce.
Huh. It's kind of hard to believe that this one little thing can kill her.
Don't show it around.
It just looks like a nicotine patch.
Nobody just contemplates a nicotine patch. You're making people curious.
Nobody's looking at us.
You're right.
That's good, isn't it?
What could be more typical? A pair of 60-year-olds having the same fight they have 3 days a week.
I don't forget that often.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
You're blaming me for getting sick.
You never took care of yourself. You kept saying you wouldn't. You never
I
would, did.
Listen, I walk miles every day. I'm eating styrofoam popcorn.
Now that you're scared, now that you almost died, after I was your round-the-clock nurse for 2 years.
I know I said
I worked one cubicle over every day for years. I saw what you had for breakfast, for lunch.
Yeah, and what was I doing one cubicle over? I was trying to make the numbers add up. I was trying to keep our idiot bosses solvent, trying to keep a dozen employees from losing. Look, a salad is not going to get you through something.
Yes, it will. A salad will get you through something like that better than anything else.
No. Never seems like it. What do you need, a tissue?
Do you have a tissue?
No.
Then why are you... Here it is. This is a disaster. I'm crying now.
But that's good. Expressing emotions?
Not when we're supposed to look unremarkable.
Well.
I can dry my eyes, but I'll still be all red and blotchy.
That's him.
What?
Red hair, 6'3", right?
Oh, my God.
There's our target.
Shit. Shit. All right. Time to walk. Come on.
All right. Give me a second. I've been sitting a while.
Come on, Mort.
All right. I'm up. I'm up. Do you have your patch?
Right here. Do you have your patch?
You just saw my...
Shit. We're projecting the wrong vibe, Mort. This isn't a TIFF vibe. This is a crisis.
Well, it's just stop.
I can't just stop feeling emotions.
It's yards away.
Let's just walk, okay? Let's just start walking.
We'll return to the Unremarkables in a moment, but first I want to tell you about today's sponsors. When you think about the perfect gift to give someone, you probably don't think about an electric toothbrush, but the Quip electric toothbrush is actually one of the top gifts listed on gift guides this season, and here's why. It uses sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle on sensitive gums, and it has a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. I have a Quip toothbrush and I love it. It makes brushing easy and I know that I'm doing it right. And it actually makes me look forward to brushing my teeth. Quip is also one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price, starting at just $25. Go to getquip.com/truth and get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/truth. We all put off things we know we need to do. I mean, we know we need to organize the garage or weed through our closets, but something just gets in the way. It's funny how home security can be like that. You know it's a good idea, but there's always something holding you back. Maybe it's the idea of paying a middleman or scheduling a 6-hour installation window. I mean, like you have time for that. Well, fellow procrastinators of home protection, Simply Safe Home Security has gotten rid of all of the reasons not to get home security because they believe nothing should come between you and protecting your home. We're talking no contracts, no markups, no complicated installation. It's professional-grade home security that's engineered to do one thing quickly and brilliantly: protect you and yours. So yes, you could add this to your epic to-do list, or hey, you could get started right now. Just go to simplysafe.com/truth. No time like the present. That's simplysafe.com/truth. Now back to The Unremarkables.
How do you get the
what?
The protective part off? It's supposed to peel off, right? But I
get on the other side of me.
What?
Get on the other side of me so I'm the one passing it.
Okay.
Now spill the popcorn.
What?
Spill the fucking popcorn on me, Mort.
Jesus, okay.
Oh, for God's sake, Mort!
I'm sorry, okay?
Now I have to wash my hands. I'm all greasy. I need a restroom.
Why are you holding your hands out like that?
I don't want to touch my shirt. It'll stain.
You watch the news. That market's coming back huge.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What?
My husband got popcorn grease all over me.
I said I was sorry. Quit blaming me already.
Whatever. Yuri, I know this market. I know how it operates, and I know how it's going to go down. Okay?
Mort, I did it.
Let's just keep walking.
I rubbed the patch on his arm. I didn't even need to mention the popcorn. He just...
We're just walking.
I actually did it.
We're just walking.
Remember, folks, laptops and tablets need to be in their own tray.
Did you check the news?
Doesn't it seem like it's taking a while to get our stuff?
Mort.
I don't like standing around in my socks. It's
Mort,
weird.
Did you check the news?
They've still got my phone, so I...
Before that, I asked you to.
There was nothing, okay? Nothing on the news.
No shoes, no belt.
But they said it would take 12 hours.
It's been 12 hours.
And it's not like he's...
It was like nothing. It was just a touch.
Maybe we just shouldn't talk about it.
Jesus.
Okay, it'll be okay.
I thought it would be this big moment of...
What?
Significance. Like, I'd be significant. We'd be significant. But it was just... More our daughter, our friends.
Sweetheart, we've got people in uniform all around us, so maybe we shouldn't be talking.
How can we look them in the eye?
You know what? I'll tell you how.
What
did you tell me, Miss? I read the whole file. What did you tell me? The target, when he thought he was going to get caught, what did he do?
He liquidated his firm.
Right.
What does that have to do with it?
What happened to all of the people who used to work there?
All the people?
Because when we saw him, he was working at that shitty mall office, but at least he still had an office.
But all the people who worked for him?
Right. Maybe their health plans turned out to be crap, just like ours did. Maybe some of them got sick, and then
maybe some of them were like us.
People you don't even look at when they're fighting.
People you don't even look at when they're crying.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, is this your bag?
Honey, what's happening?
Is this your bottle of shampoo?
Mort, you can't put a huge bottle of shampoo in your carry-on.
Sir, you're only allowed a maximum.
What if I put it in
Just throw it out. Can you throw it out?
I like that shampoo.
They literally sell it everywhere.
Fine.
Hold on, sir. What is this?
Is that your patch?
Can you please identify what this is?
You didn't throw it out.
I forgot.
Folks, I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, it's...
There's something you're nervous about, sir?
I mean, I'm not nervous, or
sir,
I...
Sir, if you can't identify what this is...
Hemorrhoids.
Come again?
I'm his wife.
What are you?
Okay.
They have these swabs now for hemorrhoids. I'm not sure how specific you want me to be.
Have a safe flight, both of you.
Forget it.
Oh, come on, guys. Let
no,
us
no just... way, Big Shot. This is our treat.
That is not necessary.
This is the least we can do to say thank you.
Okay,
please.
For a thank you, then fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
No, now they should.
It's just... over, Betty. You've lost.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Sweetheart.
Oh, it's a Gibson Landscaping number, sir.
Somebody got a new assignment already. You guys must have made a really good impression.
Should we?
I mean, they text us at night sometimes, but we've...
Don't worry. It's never an emergency. You can just let it wait until morning.
Yeah, let's have tonight be about friends.
Then friends.
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 Cheers.
Oh, excuse me. Can we get the check? If you're not too... Did you see that?
Well, it's a professional hazard.
That waiter just walked right past me. I know he heard me.
Mort, it's fine. It's fine.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Unremarkables was written by Mac Rogers and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. For a full list of credits, go to our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They give us a place to meet each week. They also offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.